CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The Chinese government has confirmed it is working on plans to push back the mandatory retirement age in this country. The Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security has announced it is working on a reform proposal to gradually ease back the retirement age on a step-by-step basis. Right now, the mandatory retirement age for men in China is 60. It's 55 or even 50 in some cases. This is a much lower retirement threshold than in other countries around the world, with the average retirement age being around 65. There are over 200 million people in China over the age of 60, which is around 15% of the overall population. That figure is expected to rise to close to 20% in the next 5 years, putting an additional strain on the National Pension Fund and other social resources. The latest Who Ran Wealth rankings now has Wang Dajie, Wang Jianlin, listed as China's richest man. Wang Jianlin is said to be worth around $34 billion. A lot of his new wealth is being attributed to the tenfold increase in the share price of Wang Da's newly listed cinema chain. Wang Jianlin overtakes Alibaba founder Jack Ma, who has seen his personal net worth drop to around $22 billion, mostly due to this year's plunge in Alibaba's share price in New York. Beverage king Zong Junho of Wahaha sits third with a net worth of some $21 billion, up 8% year-on-year. Officials from China, Japan, and South Korea are sitting down together in Seoul to talk about the Internet. The session is meant to outline the country's respective policies on the use of the Internet, as well as international rules governing cyberspace. Discussions surrounding terrorism and cybercrimes are also on the agenda. China's delegation is being led by the Chinese government's international disarmament chief, Wu Haitao. The first meeting of its kind among China, South Korea, and Japan took place last year in Beijing. The government of Myanmar and 8 different armed ethnic groups in the country have signed off on a new national ceasefire. Government officials are touting this as a major step in bringing close to 6 decades of civil conflict to an end. However, of the 15 different armed groups in Myanmar involved in battles with the military-backed government, only 8 have agreed to the new ceasefire. The current government of Myanmar has been pressing hard to have the various factions lay down their arms ahead of the country's national elections on November 8th. Philippine presidential candidate Manuel Roxas and his running mate, Lenny Robredo, have filed their papers to officially become candidates in the next election. Roxas has the backing of current President Benigno Aquino III. Roxas was originally tapped to be the current ruling party's candidate before Benigno Aquino III announced his intentions to seek office. As such, Roxas stepped aside to allow Aquino, the son for beloved former Philippine leader, Corazon Aquino, to run for the top office under their party's banner. Other candidates who hope to contest next year's elections will have to submit their papers before tomorrow. Ecuador's government says the British government is refusing to let WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange receive medical attention outside the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Ecuadorian Foreign Minister Ricardo Patino has made the humanitarian appeal on behalf of Assange, saying he's been suffering deep pain in his right shoulder for the last 3 months. Assange has been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy since 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden and ultimately to the United States. He's wanted in Sweden for questioning in connection with sexual assault allegations which have been leveled against him. Assange said he believed those charges are simply a ploy to get him to Sweden so that he can be sent to the United States to face charges. Prince Ali bin Al Hussein of Jordan has formally submitted his papers to potentially replace Sepp Blatter as FIFA president. Confirmation of his candidacy comes after UEFA chief Michel Platini, considered one of the top candidates, was suspended by FIFA's ethics committee for 90 days earlier this month, along with Sepp Blatter amid corruption allegations. As such, FIFA's executive is getting together for an emergency meeting on Sunday in Zurich to discuss whether or not to delay the elections for FIFA's presidency, which are scheduled for February 26. The deadline for nominations is October 26. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.